Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Lutz, Artistic Director of the Three Rivers Ringers. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to be chatting with you. We're going to learn about bells today.
Bells, hand bells.
Okay, and there is a distinction.
Oh, yes.
A big distinction.
Yes.
See, that's what I need to learn. Tell me a little bit about Three Rivers Ringers.
We are starting our fifth concert season. And for a brand new organization, the group is amazingly talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, interestingly, in a bar.
That's because it just strikes me as something that's so sophisticated, you know.
The Advanced Church Group at Mount Lebanon United Methodist, where I am also the handbell director, a group of us went to a neighboring bar after rehearsal a couple of times, talking about the need for a community handbell group in the greater Pittsburgh area. And over a couple of weeks, we got it organized, and that was in early March, April. We opened our first concert season in December very successfully. Held auditions in August, and it's been uphill ever since.
Wow.
Steadily growing in skill level and audience and everything.
So do you perform throughout the year, or is it just kind of like a holidays?
We have two concert seasons, one in December, which features holiday music, the things that people associate with bells.
Hmm.
The other is in the spring, depending on Easter, of course, whether it's March, April, May, usually April, May. This year it doesn't start until May.
So what was your first experience with handbells?
Mine, I was a substitute ringer as a young adult in our teenage ensemble.
So would that be just like a ringer? You know, you're a ringer.
I started out as a substitute ringer, not a ringer, but trying to help maintain order with a bunch of unruly teenagers.
And so the handbell was a good thing to go whack, right? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's a fine musical instrument.
So you bewitch the beasts with music, you know?
Or something like that.
Oh, neat. Yeah, so you know, you mentioned that the group has auditions. What do you look for in a handbell ringer?
People in the group tend to be good musicians to start with. And they come into the group with a pretty advanced skill set to begin with. We have them prepare one piece of very difficult music as a prepared audition piece. They are assigned two different positions at the table, and they come in prepared with that. And then we have them sight read a couple of things. And we also interview them and do some drills that make everybody terribly nervous, even the best ringers.
I would be nervous because you kind of have to ring it like you've got that one note, right?
That's right.
Because one bell does one note, and if you miss that one note, well, that's it, right?
Yeah, yes. We say better never than late.
Right. I mean, it's kind of pass fail. You know, there's no in between
exactly,
when it comes to this cruel, hard business of bell ringing. What is the history of handbells?
Back to the pub.
Yeah?
Yes. In England, all of the little community churches, little village churches, have bells hanging in their towers. And they ring those bells in a series, it's called a peal. And it's a mathematical equation of ringing the bells. You know, it'll start from the top down to the bottom, depending on how many bells they have.
Sounds appealing to me.
Yes, it is very appealing. And then they mix it up. And learning those complicated patterns, some of which take many, many hours to complete, it's very complicated to learn them because it has to be memorized. There's no music.
Yeah.
They have to memorize it. The bells hang in the tower. Each bell has a rope, and there's a place on the rope where each ringer puts their hands, and they pull the bell down, and it rings one way, and they release it, and it rings the other way. And to get that in order, and to accomplish it smoothly, is very complicated. So they ring their bells year round. Well, in the wintertime, it's very cold in those towers. So somebody said, well, if we put a bell on a handle, a little bell on a handle, we could learn our patterns sitting around the table, drinking a pint or two.
That was the key.
And then, you know, being creative, musical people, they realized they could play a tune on those little bells. Hmm.
Now, is this the Three Rivers Ringers, is this the only handbell? Could you call it a handbell choir? Is that accurate?
We call it an ensemble.
Is it the only handbell ensemble that we have in the city?
To my knowledge, yes.
Well, that's great.
It's been quite a long time since there's been a community handbell ensemble. Folkline sponsored one years ago, but it's not been in existence for quite some time.
So, and you said this is your fourth season, is that correct? So,
starting the fifth now.
So, relatively new, but hey, you get 4 years under your belt.
It's been remarkable.
Yeah.
By the time we opened our first concert season, we had our nonprofit status.
Wonderful.
Paperwork all accomplished, so that people could give us donations. And
of course. Well, I hope
tax deduction.
Keep ringing for many, many years. Now, we're going to learn a little bit about these today. I see you've brought some friends.
Yes, I brought a few of my friends. I have many friends.
Yes, but in a, we'll look at some bells here in a minute, but in a, well, maybe let's grab one for an example, if you don't mind. Well, here, I'm going to just set these aside. It's not often that we put our martinis aside in Berg Vivant, but this calls for it. So this is an example of a handbell right here.
Yes, and because these are very shiny, we wear gloves.
Okay, I'm going to do that too here.
The casting is made of bronze, which is an alloy of brass and tin. Mm. And as you see, it's very shiny.
Yeah.
It has a handle, it has a casting, and it has a clapper.
Okay.
And the clapper moving from side to side is what creates the sound.
That's beautiful. And then you kind of let it resonate. Like
yes.
That.
Or you can damp it. Want to try that?
I would love to try that. Now, do I put my hand through the stirrup here?
No. And you let it drop right down.
Okay, that's the way to do it. Okay.
And just a little bit of a
stir. Okay, yeah, you get one too. Yeah. I'm going to feel more comfortable if you've got one too.
And you move your... You're a natural.
Am I?
Yes.
Is there technique to this that I should be?
Lots of technique to it.
Kind of got to get that little flow of the wrist there, you know, not too much, not too little. That was a light one. That was gentle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, I think an angel just got its wings.
Oh, yes. That's what we hear.
All right. Now, does it matter what way this is facing or it just makes the same sound either way?
It does, but we do keep them in a certain position. It's very hard to see, but there's a little mark.
I do see that, yeah.
And that's called the strike point.
Oh.
Before this leaves the factory, a technician with a very good ear determines the sweet spot on the casting.
Really?
Yes. And so they put that strike point on there, and then the rest of the bell is created around that strike point.
So one note per bell.
One note per bell.
And so then the ensemble, how many bells in an ensemble?
We play on we play on seven octaves of bells. And that you think of octaves as being from C to C.
Yeah.
Most people understand a piano keyboard. Mm. They're the equivalent of the white and the black keys on the piano keyboard. And there are seven mm. octaves.
And one bell per ensemble member? Or can you double fist it?
No, we have, you hold two bells.
Okay. Now that's a whole new level of
Wow. You can do
what?
Two bells in hand.
Really?
Or three. I need a smaller bell for three.
Here, do you want to use this? Is this a smaller one or is that actually a bigger one?
Where's my baby bell?
Baby bell?
This is my baby bell.
Oh, is that the smallest one?
That's the smallest one made.
Wow.
Yes. Now let me see if I can do this.
All right, this is going to be a treat.
Okay. And then this goes in.
You are good.
Except I can't ring them very
well. Oh, well, if you can't ring them, then what's the...
Well, you have to understand, I'm the director.
Okay. But no, you do have ensemble members that can do a one-hand, a three-bell one-handed mm-hmm. ring. Wow. So that's like, black belt of...
I can do two.
Okay, so by twisting it like that, you're actually doing one at a time.
This one's ringing this way, this one's ringing this way. So
wow, that is...
turn my hand that way.
Yeah.
Call that the back bell, and this is the front bell. You can ring them together.
That's lovely. So you are pretty good. I didn't make you artistic director for nothing.
You remember, I started out as a ringer.
Right. Now, what is the purpose of the memory foam mattress that we've got here?
In addition to ringing the bell, you can also do a number of techniques that involve using the pad.
Oh, okay.
I should be standing up to do this, but for the sake of the camera angle, I will do it this way. You can whack the bell into the pad.
Oh, for like a damped, more like a xylophone.
Or
wow.
This technique has a very unusual name. It's called martellato.
Oh, it sounds like something I'd order in an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The group sells t-shirts that says, "Who marted?" Because we call this a mart.
you guys are a pretty fun group, huh?
Uh-huh.
Now, do you ever go out to a bar and just like line up, water glasses and go ding, 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 like, and really like show people what you could do?
One of our first gigs was in a bar in the basement for a barbershop group, and it was the most fun I've ever had.
I love hearing this story because, again, you think of a handbell ensemble as being very, poised and, very proper and things. So I'd like to hear that you guys have fun.
Oh, no. There's a lot of laughter.
Now, we've looked at a couple bells here. So we've gotten out now. So this is the littlest that they get. So this is one end of the spectrum. What's the other end of the spectrum?
Let's make some space here.
All right, let's make some space. I think you get something.
Ready for this?
I suppose. I don't know. What do we got here? Oh, you're kidding. What? People lift this with their hands?
Well, big people do. Not.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the big one.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's like a gong.
Uh-huh.
That is not a hand bell. That's a gong. So then this one you can't do with your wrist. You've got to physically do the...
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can. Okay.
I cannot. I'm not strong enough. And I'm not even going to let you try, if you don't mind.
It's all right.
Because are you ready for this? This bell costs over $6,000.
Whew. Wow.
Let's see, where do we want to...
That's quite a bell. Do we want to put it back up?
Yes.
Upright?
Okay. Put it back upright.
Wow.
And it weighs about 16 pounds.
So for that giant bell, you've got to have some guy that, on your ensemble that's probably got like a wrist this thick, right? that's ringing that thing?
No, but the people who ring these bells sort of work their way up to ringing the very large.
Oh, okay.
Very large ones.
So it's kind of a ring.
And more bass bell ringers are boys and men than they are women, but we have women ringing the big bells in our organization.
Oh. See, I do, you know, we had talked about this a little bit earlier, but in your mind, you do kind of associate, you know, holiday Christmas music mm-hmm. with, you know, a handbell ensemble. I have to assume that Carol of the Bells is in your repertoire.
Oh, we played it. The last time we played it, it was an arrangement by one of our members. Andy C. is our associate conductor, mm-hmm. and he's also a very fine musician and arranges a number of pieces, and he's done Carol the Bells for us.
Now, are you actively looking to recruit members for your ensemble, or are you pretty solid?
Well, we are very solid right now, but we're always looking for people. You know, we have a number of young adults who are here right now, but, you know, jobs take people, mm-hmm. and a couple of them are recent college graduates, so I just like to think they'll be around for a while, but you never know.
So what degree of musical expertise would you need to know to kind of, you know, come in? Is it more, you know, understanding notes and reading music, or kind of just having good rhythm and timing?
All of the above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, like me, who doesn't read music, I couldn't sneak by and say, okay, my part's coming up in 5 seconds. Boom.
Well, you know, in my church group, I've had people who claim not to be music readers, and I'm not sure what system they use, but they're able to track their notes. And the music, people often ask me, what does the music look like? It looks like piano music. Hmm. And so you have, let's say you have a C and a D to play, and you find those notes on the staff, whether it's the treble clef or the bass clef, and you follow those notes along, and you ring them. And they're able to do that. For Three Rivers ringers, the process is a little bit more complicated than that, because they have to see that their place in the music as part of a musical line.
Sure, sure.
And know how to make it work rather than just playing a note.
Maybe I can just pantomime it. You know? I got the gloves. I got that covered.
But
anyway.
You see, I have a group at church where I could teach you to ring bells. I really could.
Well, after this array, you know, I'm tempted. I want to work my way up to that big, you know,
yeah,
Quasimodo bell.
Yeah, that's your room. Yeah. That's your, you know.
You've set the bar high mm-hmm. here. $6,000 bell. Wow. Mm-hmm. So what's coming up fun for the holiday season from Three Rivers Ringers?
Oh, we have an exciting program of holiday music coming up. Our concerts start December 6th and go through December 20th, and we're at various locations in the greater Pittsburgh area.
So plenty of opportunity mm-hmm. to see mm-hmm. and listen and applaud. And
From Washington, PA to Emlinton, PA.
Wow, well, that is a
Sewickley
range.
Sewickley and Mount Lebanon
oh,
and
great.
White Oak, yeah.
So we can go on the website and, you know, look
yes.
for days and times
yes,
and things.
Yes, 3rivers.org. And you can see some of our clips from previous concerts.
Yeah,
too.
I'd love to see that. I wouldn't see Baby Bell and Papa Bell.
And the exciting thing this season is we're releasing our first CD.
That's big.
Yes, that is huge. And it's last Christmas's concert series.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love Christmas albums. I do. I get into Christmas music a lot, so I'm glad to know that I can pick that album up. When's the album come out?
We're launching it right now.
Okay, so it'll be out in time for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Available at all of our concerts.
That's great. I'm going to look into that. The bells that I worked with today, I can hear in that album?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to then sign autographs maybe or
yes.
something. I don't know.
Yes.
Well, that'll be great. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking forward to that. So where do you see the ensemble going maybe beyond this year, maybe into your 6th, 7th, 8th season?
Oh, we have some really exciting things that we hope are going to happen. The commissioning of a new work that is really exciting. I'm not free at this point to say what that is, but it'll be huge.
As big as that giant bell that you
yes.
run, or
well,
bigger.
bigger than that. And one of my dreams is to have an association with an orchestra.
That would be great.
Yeah, to play a concert with an orchestra.
Wow.
And there's a lot of music being written now for handbells and orchestra.
Sure. So if somebody is a fan, How can they support Three Rivers Ringers?
By attending our concerts, and also, of course, by supporting us financially.
And how are we able to do that?
You can go to the website mm-hmm. and find that you find the information to make a donation.
Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. Or just show up and be like, here's a check.
Well, you know, some of our concerts are ticketed and others are donations.
Uh-huh.
And if you're at a concert where there's donations are being accepted, there's an envelope. You can either leave a donation at the concert or you can send us a check in the mail.
Yeah.
People like to write checks because then they can take a tax deduction more easily.
And, you know, sometimes on the holidays, outside of a supermarket or something, I'll see a guy dressed as Santa ringing a bell. Mm-hmm. That's nowhere near as cool.
Yeah. No, but that's a good bell ringer, though.
I know.
Those are very good bell ringers.
So, hey, if I came with that on my resume, that I was a mm-hmm. Salvation Army Santa ringing the bell, would that get me in? Would that fast track me to the big bell?
Not exactly.
I'm just trying to think of other careers, you know, that, you know, might mm-hmm. prepare me for.
You know, there's a significant difference in that Salvation Army bell than our bells. And it's the thing that made musical handbells possible. That bell that the Salvation Army person rings is like a dinner bell. The clapper is just in there and it just flops around. And so no matter what direction you wiggle it, it just rings. This bell has a spring so that when the clapper strikes the casting, the string pulls it back.
Right.
The spring pulls it back.
So you get one solid ring rather than
one. And the clapper doesn't stay on the casting, so you can create a much more musical sound that way.
And these are beautiful. You know,
yes,
I see now, you know,
mm-hmm.
why you do need gloves to mm-hmm. handle them and you need a nice thing to put them down because it really keeps them in pristine condition. They're beautiful to look mm-hmm. at.
And one of the other reasons for the gloves, there are some techniques that actually put your hand on the bell. It's called a thumb damp.
Yeah.
You can see why. Creating a stop sound. You can also place them on the pads, use mallets on them, or you can use mallets on them in the air.
Great. And I imagine all lined up in your ensemble. It's really something
beautiful.
To see with
it's
them
beautiful.
Going like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, a feast mm-hmm. for the ears and the eyes.
Yes, the process is very visual. And I'm always sad when I hear of church groups that play in the balcony in their churches and nobody can see them.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would accept a gig where they wanted to put us in the
That's right. You put that in your contract. We want to be on stage, on the altar, front and center.
Because it's so beautiful. It's really beautiful.
So are you all in a uniform?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We wear formal attire for our concerts.
So, like, kind of like this? A little tuxedo? Or?
Yeah, except the shirts are black, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, as the director, I wear anything I want.
There you go. See, now you're getting it. That's in your contract, right?
Exactly.
Well, great. There's plenty to see and plenty to hear. So we look forward to this holiday season. Yeah, because this is kind of like a, you know, hot time for, you know, the bell ring is going into the mm-hmm, holidays. Mm-hmm. And what a great way to go out and enjoy an evening, you know,
going into
the Christmas
it
season.
It is. It's fun. You know, we're very serious about our music, but we want to bring pleasure to people. We want to bring music and music at a very high level.
Well, I had a ball today just, you know, ringing it. It's kind of addictive, you know.
Oh, it is.
You ring them once,
is.
You want to ring them again.
Yes.
So I'm hooked. I think I'm going to have to come see you guys.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things with the ringers, these are people who are probably, yes, almost addicted to handbell ringing. Otherwise, why would you want to come at 6 o'clock on a Sunday night and spend 3 hours standing on your feet, lifting heavy metal instruments and ringing them
because you love it
right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
Great. I can see that you truly have a passion for this, and I think that really comes across in all that you do, so thank you. And we wish all the best to Three Rivers Ringers and a happy holiday season. Thank you for bringing joy to it and to Pittsburgh. You're welcome. Cheers. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.